How to ask for reimbursement.
When customers realize that unauthorized payments have been made or that the amounts of the payments are different from the original ones, they can ask their bank numbers to reimburse them. Here's a handy chart that can help you understand who to contact depending on the payment instrument used.
If you used a payment card, you should ask the card issuer. If you used a money transfer, you should ask the bank where you have your account. If you use direct debit, you should ask the bank where you have your account. If you used an e-wallet, you should ask the issuer of the instrument memorized in the e-wallet. If you used credit transfer via a closed circuit, you should ask the closed circuit provider. If you used a credit transfer via a payment initiation service, PIS, you should ask the bank where you have your account.
Disputing a transaction must be done as soon as possible, and in any case, within 13 months of the payment date, according to the contract signed with the bank. Even if 13 months are granted to ask for reimbursement, customers must notify any theft, loss, or non-authorized transactions as soon as it comes to light.
Prompt communication prevents further payments from being made by fraudsters and generally demonstrates that customers are diligent.
If customers are careful and follow the rules of their contract, they are entitled to reimbursement of sums that may have been lost, although they will have €50 deducted from payments made before they report the theft or loss. Delays in reporting any theft or loss of a payment instrument may, in more serious cases, mean that customers are not entitled to any reimbursement. Once the payment has been disputed, the sums must be refunded to the customer within one day at the most. However, if the bank or financial institution realizes that the customer isn't entitled to reimbursement, it can take it back. There is one case in which customers are always reimbursed, unless they are proven to have committed a fraud, and this is when the payment transaction is made without using strong customer authentication.
A special case, direct debit.
When a payment transaction is set up by the payee, stronger protection is applied. Reimbursement can be requested within 8 weeks, also for authorized payments if the sum was not decided beforehand.
Chargeback, another means of protection.
Alongside existing legal protections, payment card holders can benefit from the chargeback facility if this is offered by the circuit provider. This allows them to apply for a refund in disputes that depend on the seller's actions, such as non-delivery or product defects. The chargeback facility is a contractual protection that shouldn't be confused with the actions provided for by law in the event of unauthorized payments, as described in the previous paragraph. Chargeback facilities are regulated by conditions and timeframes set out by the private contract of the payment circuit rather than those established by law.